Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. You are here. And you know what? I am so delighted. I'm so delighted that you are here at this moment, at this season, at this time, that our paths have crossed. And whether this is our first time crossing, or you know what, you are just a regular listener of this podcast, I'm just delighted that you're here at this moment to join me today as I talk about a topic that I have found my own self on this journey. And I really have a heart and a passion for helping other women who may find themselves on this journey. And this is a journey of soul searching. So I'm curious, as I am thinking about talking about this topic in depth, I'm curious to see what really comes to your mind when you think about soul searching. Oftentimes, this is something that we think may happen when people find themselves in a bad situation, or they feel lost in life. They are unsure of themselves or their purpose. And while those are certainly reasons that people will find themselves soul searching, I want to introduce a different twist to it, a different idea, concept, or perspective that you may not have even thought about. But I'm hopeful that by the time you finish this session with me today in our podcast, that you will have a different outlook on soul searching. So if I were to give a definition, soul searching is really this engagement with looking within ourselves. And at those times that we do that, it can be because we really need answers, or we're looking for a new direction, or we're seeking understanding about ourselves or our purpose. But I also want us to see that soul searching could be the idea of just nurturing your soul. Just nurturing the soul. The soul is to believe to be the part of us that is our mind, our emotions, and our intellect. But I also like to see it as it is the spiritual essence of who we are. And understanding that we have to nurture our souls. What an important thing that we all should be taking part in, not just because we are just wanting to take care of finding out what's wrong or where we should go next, but how can I nourish my soul? What does that look like? And so we're going to talk about how you can engage in this starting today. Most people really engage in soul searching when their life seems out of sync, right? Or when they're in a rut, when they're experiencing negative feelings towards their career or relationship. But we can actually nourish our souls and find a deeper meaning in our everyday existence. And so as we start thinking about it, one of the things I think about as I started to do my own journey was asking questions. When was the last time that you asked these questions? First question is, who am I? Who am I? I can recall many years ago, I don't even know why these questions were on the forefront of my mind, but I would ask that question and I would say, God, who am I? And who am I in you? And I'm talking going back 20, 30 plus years, asking that question, who am I? And who am I in you? And as I have grown and matured, that question became even more important to me. I would say, who am I? I would look in the mirror at times and say, girl, who are you? because that is a soul searching question. One of the most important questions that we want to know as humans is, who am I? Who am I and what's my purpose? Right? Who am I and what's my purpose? But as you start thinking about it, really, like, my purpose, my true purpose, not just the thing that I might do for work or as a hobby or as a passion project or do because someone else said I should, or I didn't know another thing to do, or this would make me money. What is my true purpose? Why did I come here? And in my mind, I even think, what did I agree to before I came here? Knowing that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, I ask those deep questions because these are examples of soul searching questions. Another one that comes to mind, what do I want in life? Do you ask that question, or when was the last time you said, what do I want in life? And as women, I know it's difficult because sometimes we don't know what we want. Or the other thing is, we know what we want, but we're afraid to ask for it. Or we know what we want, but we are not sure if we can have it. Or let's be clear, sometimes we just don't know what we want. In that, though, you want to find in the soul searching journey, asking, what do I want in life? What matters most to me? And sometimes that comes through finding out, what do I value? What brings me joy? What motivates me? What would actually make me feel fulfilled? And when we are able to go through and see, you know what, I said that I really want this, but what I really desire, which is a different way of even looking at what do I want, what do I desire in my life? We may start to see, you know what, I really desire fulfillment. For myself, there's no greater joy than me doing the things that bring me fulfillment. That is what I really want in life. Or, you know what? I really want a sense of security. I really want safety, physical safety, emotional safety. Those may be things that you may say, that's what I really want. I really want connection. But this is a soul searching question that can be so helpful. Here's another one. What is authentic within me? So many times we put on a mask, or we are afraid of truly being the truth of who we are because we're not sure if people ultimately will love us if we are. But what is authentic within me? What is true to the being, to the core of who I am, is another powerful question that you may ask. And then another one, these are just some examples. What legacy do I want to leave? Knowing that we won't always be here, that all of us at some point will transition. But what's the legacy? And my name is mentioned. What do I want people to think about? How do I want people to feel? What do I want them to remember? How will my coming to the earth change it in some way and leave an imprint? When you're able to ask and answer these particular questions, you are on a soul searching journey. And I remember a time, I'm going to share with you, I was on a soul searching journey. And I don't think it's a you start and stop, but I certainly recognize this part of my life. It was very, very distinct in I was doing a lot of soul searching. So one day, and this was in 2019, it probably started before this, but this is the defining moment. You know how you have those defining moments in life? Well, this was one of those for me. And I remembered seeing number sequences. So God speaks to me in numbers. And I didn't know at the time, but I remember seeing threes all day long. It was triples. It was double threes. And I just thought, this is interesting. And it was so many of them that I could not ignore it. Have you ever had that moment where God is saying something to you or showing you something, and it is so obvious you can't ignore it? And so it started with the numbers threes. And then I went to bed. And after going to bed, I woke up at 333. So I woke up and back to sleep, started the next day. And the next day, I went to sleep, I woke up, and it was 444 in the morning. Thought that's strange. Went to sleep, what the next day. And then I woke up at 5:55. And so in this moment, I recognized God was up to something. Something's happening here. And from that moment on, from 2019 to the very present moment, so we're looking at 5 years now, I was on a soul searching journey. I was on a soul searching journey. I didn't have the name or I didn't have the understanding, but I knew something was happening. And so the number sequences just continued. And I would see at that time, it became the five. So I would see 5, 5, 5. And I started to have understanding about five was about change and about transformation. And I got excited, probably like many of us when we hear those words, because I thought like life is going to change. Things around me are going to change. But I didn't recognize that that meant that I was going to be doing a lot of changes. And I went on a journey of going through changes and really discovering a lot about who I am, a lot about my purpose. And I will say that wasn't an easy journey. And it certainly at times did not feel good. And it also did not, it didn't give me a lot of clarity. It left me in a space of feeling a lot of uncertainty. I questioned everything. And I mean everything, which was very scary at the time. I will say that because I started to question, like, not just who I am, but what I believe. Why am I here? What am I going to do? How will other people receive me, understand me, experience me? A lot of that. And I think at the time, what was also scary, or not, I know, was that I didn't know who would be my community, who would be my tribe, who would be the people that would be supportive of me on this journey. Because I didn't have words for it. And because I was questioning so many things, I didn't know what I wanted to believe or would eventually believe or not believe. And so in that, soul searching can be a scary thing. And so in that, I started to do some things and I really felt led to do some things that I'm going to share with you if you find yourself here. And I want to see how this may help you on your journey, because I didn't have a book or a podcast. I didn't know what to even look for. But one of the things that I wanted to offer for you is in this time, I started to really intentionally do a lot of things like meditation, helping to calm my thoughts, being present, learning the power of being present. I started to learn breath work, and not just learning it, but also became a facilitator for that. I opened myself to trying new things, looking at different hobbies or activities, things that maybe I wouldn't have done or wasn't sure of. Just opened myself to trying those things. I eventually wanted to connect with people who understood, who got it. And I started to see that there were people on my path that God had placed in my path that had gone through their own experiences, or I knew that they were open to understanding different ways and different thoughts. And so those people started coming into my path, which was amazing to just have a space to connect and to talk. It's so helpful because it felt alone. A lot of it felt like I was doing it myself, even though I have a husband. I wasn't sure how he was going to think or feel about it or understand it. That was scary. And sometimes getting away. And so I found a place that I absolutely love that's not too far from where I live. And I would go there and they have a labyrinth. And so if you've never done a labyrinth before, it's this spiritual maze and you're just really walking. It's one way in and one way out. But the whole process of it is a mindfulness kind of meditation. And the amazing things that happen through that experience, not just from me doing it myself, but I've taken many people back to experience the labyrinth. And there I would have moments of silence and moments of reflection and being in nature, which has certainly been something else that's been so helpful for me in this soul searching journey of nourishing my soul. And so those are some of the ways, certainly felt a lot more connected to nature, very much even more respectful of nature, understanding that I am a part of creation as well. not separate from creation. I'm a part of that. And so in that, there's been so many other beautiful things that have happened. And so I'm inviting you, if you are saying, Natalie, this sounds really interesting, or you're saying this is exactly where I am, I'm inviting you to nourish your soul, do some soul searching, get some journaling, get a journal, start writing, start reflecting, pull away, disconnect maybe even from social media, or separate yourself more from that so that you really can get in tune more with yourself, get more in tune with God, if that's how you identify with your higher power, and really see what's there for you. Because I believe that there's something there. As you search, you will find. And those questions that you're looking for, having alignment in your life about what is it that's next for me, or how can I be more authentic in my life, live more fulfilled, own my truth? What's the next right, best decision for me? Maybe you're at a crossroad of trying to figure that out. All of those things can be revealed with some soul searching. And this is my invitation for you to do the same. Yeah, see what's there for you as you explore who you are, why you're here, what is it that you have to offer the world, and getting clear about your next step in life. Now, if you're saying, Natalie, I want to do this and I need support, I want to help. So you may be thinking, like, my soul has been calling me for more clarity about the direction that my life is headed into. And I just need the time and space to connect to my inner knowing, my inner guidance. Or maybe you're saying, you know what, I want to reconnect to what's important to my heart and soul. And I want to strengthen the practice of living a life that's based off of my internal GPS system. I'm wanting to invite you, if this is you, to join a small group of me and ladies. We're having a retreat this year. And this retreat is special to me because I'm really calling for spiritually rooted women who are on a mission to fulfill fulfillment, and they have a strong desire to change the world and change the lives of the people that they come in contact with. I really want to help and support them, those who are ready to share their gifts and strengths with the world. And that may be if you're tiptoeing towards it right now, or you are all the way in it, right? You've been putting it out there for a while and you're ready to step into it. If this resonates with you and it tickles you and excites you, but listen, it also makes you really nervous, I'm talking to you and sending out an invitation that I will be opening up my next retreat, the Soulful Oasis Retreat. Soulful Oasis Retreat, and it's going to be in October of 2024. So I'm just delighted about you. I will be sharing more information in the footnotes so that you can see it, but I would love to support you in this area. I know what it was like for me to not have a place. I didn't know where to go. I didn't even know what to call what was happening. So it was very difficult to find something to help me. But now I have language and I have understanding, and I have grown tremendously over my experience. And so Soulful Oasis Retreat is for that particular woman. But I also have other retreats, so look out for them. We are going to two other destinations in 2024. They will also be in the footnotes. If you're interested, you can send an application or complete an application so that we can have a conversation to see if this is a good fit for you at this season in your life. I so value all of you that are listening all over the world to this podcast, and I want to let you know that I appreciate you today. Until the next episode, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.